FTX assistant AG Jeff Mattier, San Antonio violated Chick-fil-A's First Amendment rights. By Robert Krajcik on April 3, 2019. Jeff Mattier, First Assistant Attorney General of Texas, told Breitbart News that San Antonio's city council likely violated Chick-fil-A's First Amendment rights in banning the chicken restaurant from procuring service contracts at its local airport. Breitbart News reported on March 23, the San Antonio City Council has moved to ban fast food giant Chick-fil-A from the city's airport because the company is famously supportive of traditional Christian values. Listen. Mattier said, "What the evidence shows, right now, is that the City Council in San Antonio excluded Chick-fil-A from a concession contract at its airport even though the city staff recommended to approve this contract." Mattier added, two of the city council members expressly stated that the reason they wanted Chick-fil-A out of the contract was because of the owner's religious beliefs. "We believe, following strong Supreme Court precedent, the Hobby Lobby case, and this past term's Masterpiece Cake Shop case, that violates the religious beliefs, the First Amendment rights of Chick-fil-A." Mattier continued, "When the city of San Antonio, through its city council, acted that they're showing religious animosity toward Chick-fil-A and its founders, and the First Amendment prohibits that." On March 28, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced plans to investigate whether San Antonio's city council violated the First Amendment in its banning of Chick-fil-A from participating as a vendor at the city's airport because of the chain's support for Christian values. "If the evidence is true and it pans out that is why the city council voted 6-4 to exclude Chick-fil-A, then they violated our state law, as well," assessed Mattier. "We've asked the U.S. Department of Transportation to likewise look into this matter, because we believe in our reviewing of federal law and federal regulations, that if it's true that City Council acted because of Chick-fil-A's religious beliefs, that that also violates federal law and would jeopardize federal grants coming to the airport." Mattier added, "We're going to investigate here at the Office of the Attorney General. That's why Ken Paxton asked us to open this investigation and why we're encouraging the Department of Transportation at the federal level to do the same." Mattier remarked, "It's incredibly ironic. The so-called voices of tolerance are being intolerant. What they cited was that Chick-fil-A's ownership gives to the Salvation Army, and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. That's what occurred in the Soviet Union," concluded Mattier. "That's what occurred in other socialist and totalitarian societies. This is America. We want to be free to believe and free to act on those beliefs." Breitbart News Sunday airs Sunday on Sirius XM's Patriot Channel 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter @RKrajcik.